A small but vocal group of protesters stopped traffic this afternoon. This is in downtown Salt Lake City. Some people stood in front of cars. They steered motorized wheelchairs into the paths of drivers on State Street. They held a banner saying, "Don't kill us." Their protest deals with possible cuts to Medicaid under this Senate Republican health care plan. Horns honked, fists waved in the air while police watched. They tried to redirect traffic. Protester Barbara Toomer from West Valley City stared down one car in particular as the driver tried to nudge through the crowd.
"I have stopped traffic before, and he stopped. I didn't think he was going to, but he stopped. His insurance would be blocked if he had run into me, because that was a deliberate act, and his car insurance would be really he'd never have car insurance again. No, and he knew it. He knew he shouldn't do that. But no, I have no compunction. They will stop for you. I've been in front of buses. I worked to get the lifts on the buses thinking I would never need them. I don't drive anymore. I needed those lifts on the buses. We're doing things for people that don't know they're going to need these things. And people need to know that it's essential for everybody to get into this fight."
Toomer says the fight is also personal for her.
"Because my Medicaid matters. I have spent 90 days in a nursing home because I broke my knee. And I was eligible for a waiver, which would allow me to be in my own home. But if this thing goes through with $800 billion cut off of Medicaid, I'm going to be back in the nursing home. That scares me. It's a severe limitation on my freedom."
The protesters specifically called out Senators Hatch and Lee, but Lee, for his part, has already been a vocal opponent of the Senate health care bill. He says it contains tax cuts for the rich, bailouts for insurance companies, subsidies for low-income Americans, but it ignores the middle class.